This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I've been thinking the saying that I heard many years ago, the best of men are men at best. Oh yes, the best of men are men at best. And if you put all your confidence in a person, they're going to fall off and you're going to be disappointed. You need to love the person and know that that person is just as weak as you are. The best of men are men at best. So many times we fail in the expectations that people have for us. But you know what? I do not rule my life by what people think about me. I rule my life about what God thinks about me. And I want you to know, it makes no difference whether people love me or don't love me. It makes no difference. I am loved by the Lord, and I have people in my life that love me. The best of men are men at best. Even St. Paul, he was a man, and he wanted to ditch John Mark. He wouldn't forgive him at first, because John Mark ditched St. Paul. But you see, even St. Paul, the best of men, are men at best. Maybe you've been putting too much confidence in somebody and they fell off the pedestal. It's your fault. You put them on a pedestal. When I put people on a pedestal, they always fall off. When people put me on a pedestal, I always fall off. The only pedestal we know is Jesus on the cross, dying for us, bleeding for us, and for our salvation. You see, I remember in 1984, I had some young men from Steubenville, and we had a community during the summer. But when September came, they had to go back to Ohio. I was desolate. I experienced a real community of love. People who not only loved me, but challenged me. But now they're back at school. That's their life. The best of men are men at best. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was a hard time leaving them and them leaving me. We had a community. They would ask me questions that would challenge me. Wonderful. Now they're gone. What do I do? Well, I just continue in Jesus' name. You see, when we put people on pedestals, they always fall off. And it's not their fault. It's our fault. It's our fault. We are looking to people to be for us what we need. And yet, no person can fulfill what you need. Only God, only Jesus can fulfill what you need. Only God, only Jesus. So don't blame people for falling off pedestals. You put them there. I put them there. It's not their fault, because the best of men are men at best. You see, we need to be faithful by the grace of God. But we often fail. St. Paul said, I do the things that I don't want to do. I do the things that I don't want to do, but yet I do them. Are you like that too? I am. I do the things that I don't want to do. Why? Because I'm human. I need grace. Oh, I need more grace. I need the touch of God. I need the presence of God. I can't put myself on a pedestal. No. I am poor and needy. You see, I remember going with some friends, and they loved me until I showed them my weakness, and they dumped me. They couldn't deal with my humanity. And yet that's all I had. They dumped me because I was just like them. They were looking to me for salvation. No, I can't give anyone salvation. Jesus is our salvation. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. You know, we need to know what we need to know. The best of men are men at best. Everyone will disappoint us if we put them on a pedestal. And I will disappoint everyone if they put me on a pedestal. We're all so broken, all so needy, all so poor, and only Jesus can fix us. And so, don't blame other people that they fell off the pedestal. You put them there. There's only one on the pedestal. His name is Jesus, and the pedestal is the cross. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. It's so easy to fall into the problem of putting people on pedestals. It's so easy. But yet, they always disappoint us. And if people put me on a pedestal, I'll always disappoint them. Only one deserves it. His name is Jesus, and his pedestal again is the cross. You see, I love people, and people love me, but I cannot give people what I do not have. If they come to me and I have not anything to give them, they leave disappointed. I remember being with a person who experienced deep depression, and she looked to me to be her salvation. I immediately put myself out from that person because I could not meet what she needed, and I wasn't going to try to meet it. Only Jesus could meet it. And yet that's the way we are. We're always looking for someone to fix us. And I'm telling you, only Jesus can fix us. As Sadie used to say, no one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. I am delighted to have Christian friends. I am delighted that people love me. I am delighted that I love them. But they and I am not salvation. Only Jesus saves. Only Jesus is our salvation. And we get disappointed. We get disappointed. And it's our fault because we put people where they never could give up, or they never could give, because only God could give what we need in our innermost being. But we try to keep on doing it, and every time we get disappointed, Only Jesus is the Lord. Only Jesus can help you. Only Jesus can work in you, for you, and through you. Oh, he might use people, thank God. But even those people, they are not our salvation. Our salvation comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. People are blessed, and we are blessed to have them. But we cannot think that they could be our salvation. No. It's like that with a man and a woman who are in love. The best of men are men at best. If you are expecting 100% wonder from your friend, you're going to be disappointed. That's the way it is. We cannot give 100%. We are broken, needy, and poor. We've got to do the best we can, but we cannot be for anyone salvation. No, our shoes are not big enough to be salvation for anyone. Our salvation is in the name of the Lord, and his name is Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank God for good Christian friends. Thank God for people who love me. But I cannot expect them, and they cannot expect me, to be salvation for them or salvation for me. No, only one Savior. I love John 1st chapter, 20th verse. I am not the Messiah, John the Baptist said. I am not the Messiah. And sometimes we think that we are. Or we don't think with our heads, but we act as if we are. And you know, we cannot be Messiah. We are all needy and poor. We are the Anoim of God, the needy and the poor ones. And we are always in need of Jesus, our salvation. Oh yes, I have placed people on pedestals. And every time I have, they've fallen off. And guess what? It wasn't their fault. It was mine. They were in a place that only God could be. They were in a place that only Jesus could be. I remember one person coming to me and told me something. I was so disappointed in what they told me. And yet, the best of men are men at best. How could that person fall in that way? How? They love Jesus. How can that person fall in that? Well, the best of men are men at best. That's why we need grace. That's why we need Jesus. That's why we need salvation. And salvation is in the present. Believe in God. Believe in Christ, and you shall be saved. It's in the past. We who believed in Jesus were saved. And in the future, we who will believe in Jesus will be saved. Past, present, and future. And it's not people's fault that fall off the pedestal. It's my fault. It's your fault. We expect them to be what they cannot be. It's the way it is. So what do we have to do? We have to learn that there's only one who deserves to be at the center of our life, and that's the Lord Jesus. What else do we have to learn? That people are just like us. The best of men are men at best. What else do we have to learn? That people cannot give us our deepest need. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. No one else. And that causes many people a lot of distress because they're thinking that this person who I'm going to marry is going to be the answer to all my problems. Oh no, because this person has problems of their own. That's real. Two broken people getting married. That's why the two broken people need Jesus Christ, the Lord, his crucified life, his risen life. People need Jesus. I need Jesus. If I think that the bishop can solve all my problems, I'm wrong. He can't. He's got his own problems. The best of men are men at best. People will always disappoint us when we put them on pedestals. And it's our fault. It's not their fault. We put them there in place of God. And they always, always disappoint us. Today, I tell you, one person needs to be put at the center of your life. His name is Jesus. Not me, not anyone else. His name is Jesus. People who put me at the center of their lives, they get disappointed quickly. I told you, many years ago, I was with these people, and when they saw I was just as human as they were, they dumped me. Why? Because they expected me to be God. I don't have shoes big enough to be God. I am in absolute need of God. I am in absolute need of salvation. And that salvation comes through Jesus Christ the Lord. So today, not tomorrow, today, ask God to deal with you looking for salvation in other places than in the cross and resurrection. Ask the Lord to reveal to you that you expect perfection from your husband, from your wife, and they cannot give it. Only God can give it. Only Christ can give it, because the best of men are men at best. These are words that we need to take to our hearts, that Jesus is the only one that can be at the center of our lives. That doesn't mean we dump people. It just means we don't expect from them what they cannot give. They cannot be our salvation. We remember John the Baptist when the Pharisees came to him and they said, "Who are you?" And I've said it before and I'll say it again. John 1:20, "I am not the Messiah." Oh, it's so good to know who you are and who you're not. It's so good to know who you are and who you are not. But who I am in Christ. Hallelujah. Not apart from Jesus. Me as a person is in Christ, who is Lord of heaven and earth and my Lord. And yet, even in my faith, I do it imperfectly. And I'm loved despite that by Jesus. Don't expect perfection from yourself. You'll just be disappointed. You need to go to the one who is perfect. You need to go to the one who loves you, the one that will never disappoint you. His name is Jesus. Oh, yes. We are always looking for someone to be salvation, and no one is big enough to do it except Jesus, and he did it on a cross. Today, make up your mind. Make up your mind that you are not looking to people for your blessing, that you're looking to Jesus for your blessing. Make up your mind that the person you're going to marry is just as weak as you are. Make up your mind that, you know, we all are looking for someone to depend on. And, you know, sometimes we can depend upon people. But when the door is locked at night and we're in bed, the only one that can be dependable is Jesus. That's why I say, no one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. And that the best of men are men at best. Come, Lord Jesus. Come with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who intercedes for us. For it says in Romans 8:26, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how we to pray as we ought, but the Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. Oh, yes, the Spirit. How I need the Holy Spirit. How you need the Holy Spirit. How you need to pray in the Holy Spirit. How I need to pray in the Holy Spirit. Ka te si no kosoya ka I osoria asa. For I tell you this day that I am with you and I am enough, says the Lord. I am with you and I am enough, says the Lord. The best of men are men at best. And we need to know that about ourselves and about other people. As I said, the people that I once were friends with, when they saw my weakness, they dumped me. They dumped me. They wanted a perfect Tom. Well, you're never going to get it. There's only a perfect Jesus, and his perfection is seen on the cross, crucified, died, buried, and raised from the dead. Only one perfect one. His name is Jesus. So don't expect other people to be your salvation, because you cannot be anyone's salvation. I do remember one day I was at the beach, and this person, I had made myself their salvation a long time ago. And I remember saying to the person, I am not your salvation. I made myself your salvation. You need Jesus. And I'm sorry that I made myself your salvation. I had no right to do it. My shoes aren't that big. And I left. I couldn't help the person. Why? Because she needed Jesus. And I wasn't her salvation. But somehow, something within me wanted to be her salvation. But when push came to shove, it couldn't happen because I was just weak. She needed Jesus just as much as I need Jesus. This is real. This is real. Don't make people your salvation. Don't make people, they'll always disappoint you. And it's not their problem, it's yours. John the Baptist said, I am not the Messiah. We need to learn John 1:20. We need to learn it in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies. I am not the Messiah. I can help. I can do what I can do, but I cannot be your salvation. I'm not big enough. I'm not big enough. You too. You can help where you can help, but you cannot be anyone's salvation. Only one. His name is Jesus. Crucified, died, buried, and raised from the dead. Our salvation is in Jesus Christ alone. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.